At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
My name's CJ from Halifax, Nova Scotia. Currently sitting here watching the Conjuring 2, which just kind of sparked, you know, real life ghost stories. I listen to you guys all the time, and I just recently listened to a podcast today, and it's a big topic that I hear you bring up all the time, Tony, about teleportation and how, you know, items just end up in one room for the next. Like, how do they do it? And this guy was saying today that from what he was seeing, it was like it was moving so fast that his eyes could barely, you know, keep up with it. So, you know, my theory of all of it is a type of teleportation or time travel. Like, if I'm upstairs and I left my coffee cup in the my bedroom upstairs, and then the time it takes me from walk to that bedroom to downstairs to my lounge room and that coffee cup's there. If the spirit is moving so quickly, and it takes me, you know, 10 seconds to get down the stairs, and it takes that spirit too. That is, you know, it's moving so fast, it is a type of teleportation or time travel. So I just wanted to give you, you know, your credence and your due diligence on that, because, like, you are onto something there. It is a form of time travel. So, I don't know. You let me know what you think about that. But this is my ghost story. So, it's the only one I have. About 3-4 years ago. Yeah, 24 now. No. Maybe 6 years ago now. I was hanging out with this friend of mine. He wasn't really a best friend. He was like a friend through a friend. But we ended up hanging out when so you want to come crash up in my place? Well, hang on to my place. He lived about an hour out of the city. And his cousin was with us. So, you know, I was like, yeah, all right, cool. And his mom came and picked us up. So his mom was driving us out there. And then the whole drive out there, he's saying, my house is haunted. My house is haunted. I'm like, get out of here. And his mom's like, no. Like, it's haunted. And I'm like, you really managed to get your mom in on this? Like, good job. Like, I'm a skeptic. Like, I wasn't believing any of it. So we get there. We pull up to the driveway. Did you see that? The blinds is open. Like, I honestly wasn't looking at all. And I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. So we go inside, right? And we're just chilling out. We smoked a little. And we had a few drinks. I think, like, 2 or 3 beers. Like, we're only 17. We got whatever we could scrounge, right? And, you know, everything's fine. He's telling me stories about, like, oh, I had a buddy over here. He slept on the couch out there. And he has, like, he went into the basement to his left. It's a big, open, like, door. Like, he has no door to his room. It's like a basement. And, like, the other side of the section is his room. And then on the outside, there's, like, a main area where you might have a TV or something. It was just a couch. And there's a closet behind the couch. And apparently, the last person that had slept on my couch had, you know, an experience where somebody had a hand had come and touched them. And it's about, you know, 12 o'clock at night, and I notice his cousin comes up onto his bed. I mean, these are two growing ass men. I mean, we're 17, but, like, they're growing. And they're just, he cuddles up next to him when they both just fall asleep, just spooning at each other. It's just like, really? Like, okay. Like, I'm not going to be the one that goes sleeps on the couch if your cousin is so scary he's going to sleep with you. And they just, I was watching the movie and I look over and it's probably like 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning and they're just gone, knocked out, sleeping. And all of a sudden, I hear the cabinets upstairs in this guy's kitchen just slamming open and slamming open and slamming. Not just like one cabinet, but like all of them. And like, it just so sporadic, just opening, closing, boom, 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 boom. And like, it didn't stop. And I sat there and listened for maybe like 2 minutes. And I was like, okay, I think maybe after like 2 minutes, 3 minutes, I don't even know how long it was, honestly. It stopped. And I was like, okay, I'm not going up there to check that out. I'm going to do the most reasonable thing a person in this scenario should do. I'm as curious as some of your listeners. I shut my eyes and I forced myself to sleep with the TV on. The movie wasn't even playing. I just left the TV on. So he told me all these fucking freaky stories about this place. So, like, as soon as I heard that, it was... there's no way I was going up there to investigate that. It wasn't happening. So anyway, I woke up the next morning and we go upstairs and I felt so sick when I woke up. Like a weight, like the air was so heavy in that place. It did not feel good. I just felt ill. Like I laid on this couch, I didn't feel good. It's just like, it was just, the whole atmosphere, the whole energy of the place just was bringing me down. And then he says, oh, let's just go outside. We'll hang out outside. As soon as I get outside for maybe more than 2 or 3 minutes, I felt perfect again. Like, I felt great. All my energy came back. I didn't feel sick anymore. But we were outside for a while, and his mom ended up driving me home. And I'm telling you, just that whole way home, it was like, I haven't had any experiences since I left there. Nothing followed me, but like the energy was so thick and so strong that I did not feel right that whole day. It's so hard to explain. And just a side note on that story, when I was going up there, like, I didn't believe the stories that they were telling me, but his mom told me, she was upstairs talking on the phone to somebody about how I'm getting ready to move out of this place. And as she said, we're getting out of here, we're moving, their TV that's up on a stand flew off into the middle of the room, cracked, you know, smashed the whole nine. Their host, when they told me that, that TV was sitting on the front porch, cracked, and just down, because they put it out there, because it was broken now. So they put it out there, and yeah, I don't know. Let me know what y'all think about it. If you put my story on your podcast, it'd be awesome. All right. Bye.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.